Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. The work has gone on nonstop in Midtown, the process of reinforcing that top-heavy tower continuing signs of progress along East 42nd Street. The former Pfizer headquarters started to crumble, but from city officials, including the mayor, there's word that bracing supports are going in, and the building is holding up.
Mayor Mamdani with a progress report. The building at 235 East 42nd Street has been stabilized.
I want to confirm for all New Yorkers that there has been no additional movement of the structure since yesterday morning.
Contractors are installing new support beams in the 37-story tower, floor by floor. There are fewer buildings under evacuation orders, and a frozen zone has been reduced. His Honor continues to support converting office buildings into residential space.
This, however, is clearly a breakdown in that process.
And he vows an investigation to determine what went terribly wrong. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In that shrinking frozen zone around the location, some are being allowed back in, if only to get things like their hotel belongings. In the case of this tourist from Taiwan, though.
We are not actually allowed to get inside the building, in the hotel, and they relocate us to somewhere else as well, which is a little bit further away in Times Square. And we don't get any updates after that until this morning.
So they were allowed to get back in today to get their things. The mayor says once essential repairs are all complete, there will be a thorough check by the Department of Buildings before non-emergency work can proceed. Now, the latest in the war with Iran, President Trump all but declared that the ceasefire is over, though he left the door open for more negotiation. Speaking in Turkey at the NATO summit, the president says a fast resolution still is possible, he believes.
I don't think it's going to start again. I think it's going to go very quickly. They hit a couple of ships, and so we hit them much harder. When they hit, we hit 10 times harder. You know, we hit much harder than they do. We have a lot better equipment than they do. We may even, somebody asked before, do you think you'll hit him tonight? I said, we might. Yeah, we might.
Trump said that the U.S. could strike Iran's civilian infrastructure as he's threatened before, and that would include electric plants. All this came after Iran struck three tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, prompting that U.S. retaliation. Summer's only just begun, but there's a surge of shark sightings at city beaches. Now a renewed push for betting, better tracking.
A record number of shark sightings at Rockaway Beach is what the Parks Department is monitoring. A spokesperson telling us they've had to close the beach 23 times so far this season. And Councilmember Joanne Areola says this is why sharks need to be tagged.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation, who have been out in boats tagging the sharks that they come across with GPS devices.
But also be a way for lifeguards to alert swimmers if they're in the area.
So we can get an early warning before they get too close to shore.
While lifeguards are on the lookout for sharks by the shoreline, the FDNY, NYPD, and Department of Emergency Management have drones in the air watching from a bird's eye view. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As you heard at the top of the hour from AccuWeather, there's some more potentially rough weather around starting tomorrow. New Jersey is bracing once again for severe thunderstorms, flash flooding just days after the deluge there, disrupting public transit. The trains were a mess, more so than usual. Governor Mikey Sherrill on 1010 Winds earlier today saying she's taken additional action.
Right now what we're focused on is resiliency going forward. I passed three pieces of legislation yesterday I signed into law to hold our power companies, our grid operators, our data centers accountable. And we'll keep working as we face these storms coming up to keep everybody safe.
Today's expected to be the calm before the storm with some showers possibly developing later on tonight and tomorrow. Things are really supposed to kick off tomorrow afternoon and this evening, or tomorrow afternoon and evening, with the potential for heavy rain, flash flooding, damaging winds for both Thursday and Friday possible, so keep it here for the latest from AccuWeather. Advocates are pushing Governor Hochul to sign into law a package of bills designed to boost food safety.
Banning food additives, testing baby food, and sodium warnings at fast food restaurants. Those are some of the bills that passed. Assemblymember Anna Kellis's bill would ban red dye 3, potassium bromate, and propylparaben from food. She says there's been decades of research
showing connections with cancer, organ damage, endocrine disruption, related to these three chemicals.
Senator Gustavo Rivera's bill would make chain restaurants let people know which foods have high sodium.
It is about providing information so that people can make better choices.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
No comment yet from Governor Hochul. She has until the end of the year. Tragedy this morning in Rockland County. A child was hit and killed by a school bus in Muncie just after 9 a.m. Police say the accident happened on Blauvelt Road, but no other details have been released, at least so far. It's unclear whether anyone has taken responsibility for the crash. Police have not revealed the age or gender of the child. Someone's going around planning meetups from Facebook Marketplace and then robbing the sellers when they show up. Cops say the same duo has struck at least three times, twice in the Bronx, once in Brooklyn. In each case, the suspects arranged to meet someone selling their sneakers, watch, in one case, a Nintendo Switch. But one of them ends up pulling out a gun and taking the item without paying. Police looking for suspects, and you're advised to stay on your toes. Mayor Mamdani wants to break a record for the highest ever attendance at a New York City women's sports game. He's teaming up with Gotham FC to give out 4,000 discounted tickets to the Queens Classic, which is taking place next week. Thousands of $15 tickets are on sale. $15. In addition to more than 34,000 tickets already sold for the game, Gotham FC's marquee match against the Washington Spirit. The match is taking place at Citi Field. It's next Wednesday night. When he was running for office, Mayor Mamdani talked a lot about fast and free buses. Today, he laid out a plan to make good on at least part of the promise.
Mayor Mamdani campaigned on fast and free buses. He says with the help of state officials, he's putting the fast part into play.
We're talking about speeding up buses 20% on 50 priority corridors. We're talking about New Yorkers saving up to 6 minutes per trip.
This will include boarding on both bus doors, better bus shelters, and the MTA's Jano Lieber says
more enforcement of cars and trucks that are double parking.
Some improvements are already underway. Flatbush Avenue will get the first corridor by 2030. As for the free part, we'll have to wait and see. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.